Blog Talk Radio.
Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Yahweh, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good, and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The words of the Most High, Yah, section 10 of Psalm 119. Psalm 119, section 10. Hallelujah, according to the words of the great and mighty Most High, everlasting to everlasting, thou art Yahweh, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art Yahweh. Shalom, 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 shalom. I am Yeremiah ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, it gives me a great deal of pleasure, my beloved brothers and sisters and people of the nation seeking truth, to welcome you, you and yours, into the Knowledge Suite. We come your way every M-Day, every W-Day on Blog Talk Radio, with the exception of some F-Days, yes. My beloved brothers and sisters, there are a lot of things that we could talk about. Yes, we are aware of the bombings that took place in New York and New Jersey, but you haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. This is not even the tip of the iceberg in the many what? In the many wicked things that shall come upon this place called America, the daughter of Babylon. Yes, you have a lot to pay for America, and you're going to get every drop of it. You're going to get every bit of it. You're going to see the full vengeance of the Most High Yahweh. And I'm telling you something, my beloved brothers and sisters, it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the Most High. Because when his vengeance, when he uses his vengeance, when his vengeance is upon you, my goodness, that's total destruction. That's double destruction. Destruction, destruction. And the Most High Yah has wiped out whole nations and has, what, destroyed many people. When he mingled mercy with wrath. But when it's pure wrath and pure vengeance is set in, man, there's no escape, no escape, no escape from him anyway. But man, he is going to cut everything, the nephew, the root, the stem, the father, the mother, the ancestor, whole bloodline ancestor of the inhabitants, and the ones who run and set up this wicked place called America. You all are going to get it, because your main offense was that you caused the slain of Israel to fall, and you're still slaying Israel through your police departments and your so-called what? Your so-called criminal injustice system, through your so-called nutritional programs, through your hospitals. You name it. Y'all can claim it. The Most High Yah is going to get you. You're going to be good and got. When he gets you, America, you are going to get got. So there's no escape. So yes, but beloved brothers and sisters, we are continuing to bring forth and to assault this mess that they have over here in the book, where most of y'all spend all of your time, because you've been told by the perpetrators and the liars that what? That have brought us into captivity. We were given into their hands, and they did show us no mercy, like the Most High Yah says in his word. He has given his heritage into the hands of the what? Of the wicked, of the heathens, yes. And thou didst show us no mercy. Therefore, he is not going to show you and your offspring any mercy either. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that takes your little ones and dash their heads against the stones and serve you as you served us. When you get a chance, go over there and read out of Psalm 137. Yes, the judgment of the heathens. Yes, it's coming. Just like y'all used to cut those little black babies out of the stomachs of my mothers, of my four ancestors who were here. Yeah. And then because the fact that you had when they slept with them and the babies came out, what, half-breed, so to speak, you took them and smashed their heads. And you even did it to just the pure Hebrew bloodline babies that were born here in this place. Cut the babies out of the sister's stomach and smash their heads against the stones. Oh, yes, you will receive a serious payback, white America. Yes, I'm specifically pointing to you. And all the ones who have been in league with you, including some black folks. Yeah, some black people, other black nations. Oh, yeah, red nations who have been in bed with you, which the red man, the real red man doesn't even exist anymore. So those of y'all who are looking for the, quote, native people, they don't exist, totally gone. And we're going to break into that and break down to you who these native people really were, because some of y'all got some people way out of place, especially you know it all right there. Yeah, y'all calling people Esau who's not even Esau. Esau was not a European. Okay, let's just be clear on that. So you can't call no Jew no Esau, because that's not Esau. That's not Indumia, my brother. Okay, hallelujah. Let's go on here and take care of some business. And let's go back over here in this new book, because I want to show y'all something about this Piso family and their book of jacked upness. If we have to so name it as that and put a terminology to it, yes. Because some of these scriptures over here, y'all know y'all love to quote them. Okay, I'm gonna be getting some of y'all most famous ones. We've already started out with an assault on the New Testament. Have it on trial. Okay, right now we're presenting the evidence. Okay, because we still have JSUS himself is on the witness stand now. Oh, yeah. We've already torn into him, and he's already been found guilty of everything that he's been convicted of in his lying passages and lying books, which he was a fictitious character anyway. So, but we're not going to deal with that fictitiously. We're going to deal with it realistically, because this is what has the minds of our people poisoned. My beloved brother and sister, y'all got to give that one up. Y'all got to give this false god of the New Testament up. And I know I'm hitting hard. And I know I've lost a lot of my so-called preacher listeners, but y'all can stay gone, because I guarantee you will be back, especially when you see the vengeance of Yahweh start falling hard on this nation. Oh, yeah, y'all be back. You ain't going nowhere. Oh, yeah, you're going to wish you had listened. If you don't want to hear this, you're going to wish you had listened, because there's coming a day of judgment when what? Everyone will have to give an account for their deeds, whether they be good or whether they be wicked, because of Yahweh. Yahweh will bring every work in the judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. And that's over in the book of Ecclesiastes. Let's go over here in the new book now and deal with some more lies of this J-U-S-U-S, and I'm going to deal with one y'all really love to go to. Oh, boy. And a lot of you Hebrews like to use them. So now I can go here and show you what the New Testament Savior said this about the law. Well, let's go there, and let's go on and deal with this thing. Let's get it on. Let's get it on over with, okay? Let's get it out to the air. Let's get it out into the air, and let's take it out of the air, and let's just totally destroy it and dismantle it, because hallelujah. Hallelujah, this is what we got to do and what we're going to keep on doing. Here's one of y'all big juicy ones. Y'all love to run at this one. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, where it starts off. It reads, think now. What does the word think mean? Think not that this is J-S-U-S talking now. I am come to destroy the law. Wow, that's some heavy words. Think not that I've come to destroy the law now. The law of Yah. Look at this. All the prophets, that's heavy deep. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. Let's look at this very carefully now. Because some of y'all try to use this in defense of the fact that the so-called new book defends the law. No, it doesn't. Think not that I am come to destroy. What does it mean to destroy something? When you destroy something, you totally demolish it. You take it out of existence. Number one. You cannot destroy the law of Yahweh anyway, because Torah is so heavy and so deep and has so many parts to it. See, y'all don't even know how big Torah is, law. So many laws governing so many parts of the Hebrew culture, and was meant to govern and is going to govern the entire planet. Law has various sections to it, has so many components. To my beloved brothers and sisters, you all say this with your mouth, but you don't know how big this is, and you don't know how big this world of law truly is. You have no idea. You cannot fathom how large, how big, how powerful, how everlasting Torah is. But he said, think not that he's come to what? Demolish it, destroy it, do away with it. You can't do it anyway, J-S-U-S. You can't destroy the law, because the law was not made to be destroyed in the first place. It will never be destroyed. So peace holds. So fix your mouth and put something this stupid and this foolish into your book shows you all that you all had a lot of money, but you lack so much intellect and intelligence. Hallelujah. The lack of your intelligence is so demeaning to you and your family bloodline that runs the entire planet today. Y'all really just go on, get somewhere, okay? Get somewhere there. Think not now that I've come to destroy the law of Torah. Man, Torah is so big. Let's look at some aspects of Torah to show you why it can't be destroyed in the first place. First of all, the word Torah means teaching, instruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is employed over somewhat, over some 200 more times just in our book alone. Look at that. And it's what? It's deployed all throughout the entire words of the Most High Yah, signifying the revealed will of Elohim, respect to his people, the children of Israel, and the entire planet, which is coming under what? It's coming under his divine law. Yes, Yah's law. Hallelujah. It includes all divine commands, my beloved brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. And precepts for regulating man's moral life within, without, and within. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, law, Torah, in this aspect does what? It embraces that which established the children of Israel and other peoples. Government requires of those under its jurisdiction, which happened to be, first of all, what? The children of Israel, then to the rest of the nations. See, and then Torah was a divinely what? Institute a rule of life mediated through Moshe to govern Yahweh's covenant people, which happened to be Israel. Hallelujah. While we were in Canaan. Look at this. In Canaan, because we took over Canaan's land. This is a land that Yah gave unto us and our ancestors. And he set forth what? A set of rules and regulations, a set of laws to be what? To be what? To be obeyed, not to be fulfilled. We're going to deal with that part too. Oh, yeah. Come not to destroy, but to fulfill, huh? To fulfill the law, huh? You didn't come to destroy the law or the prophets. Oh, we're going to deal with the prophets too now. But see, we're on this law right now. And we're going to show you where he lied in that same book where he said he didn't come to destroy it, but he damn sure tried to. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So let's break this off and break this down in the way that it should be. Now, we may be on this one for maybe about another segment or so, or maybe two more shows. I don't know. We'll see how we're going to roll with this. We want to just set you what? We want to set you on the path, my beloved brothers and sisters, of understanding and getting through these contradictions and getting through this mess that's over here, that you all believe in which none of it is true. All of it is a lie. All, A-double-L, all of it is a lie and cannot be used for validation, for what? For even expounding upon the truth, because this is a book of lies. There's no truth over here. And I know some of you all disagree with this. You can disagree to the cows come home. I'm not changing my position. Hallelujah. Until the Most High tell me that I'm wrong and I have to change. Otherwise, y'all wasting your time. Get on away from me, son of sons and daughters of men, okay? I don't have time for it. See, the law was what divinely instituted. It was a divinely instituted rule of life mediated through Moshe. Look at that. To govern Yahweh's covenant people. Hallelujah. It regulated a common everyday conduct and was a covenant of works. Hallelujah. As expounded upon in what? Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 through 6. So you can read over there. Go to the books. And we're clarifying just exactly what we're saying. Hallelujah. But you see, our ancestors didn't even try to. Now, some references say they were never able to keep the law. They could have kept it. There's nothing grievous, nothing hard about the laws of Yah. It's a way of life, a system of government, righteous rules and regulations, okay? Righteous government, not religion, a way to govern yourself. And it has so many aspects to it. It has what? Laws governing family life. Laws governing what? The environment around you, plant and animal life, moral laws. Look at this. Laws of restitution. If you cause your neighbor, which happened to be another Hebrew Israelite, and it doesn't matter what tribe they're from, if you cause them to lose anything that belongs to them, then there are laws requiring you to what? To repay them. That's restitution, to restore that you caused to be destroyed or lost by whatever means or ways you caused it to happen. My beloved brothers and sisters, laws of what? Kinship. I mean, law, Torah is big. You can't destroy that anyway. Don't even go there with a statement like that, first of all. Now, hallelujah. Now he said, hallelujah, also back to Matthew, what, chapter 5, verse 17. Hallelujah. Starting over. Hallelujah. Think not that I'm come to destroy the law, to demolish it, do away with it, put it out of existence. Can't do it anyway. Hallelujah. All the prophets. Another thing about law, we go into the words of the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. There are a lot of scriptures I can put with this, brothers and sisters, but just from the conservation of time, let's look at how powerful the law is, because you can't destroy it anyway. Hallelujah. Psalm 19, hallelujah. And this is dealing with what? The law and all the other parts that are attached to the law, the statutes. We're going to break all this down to you. What do the statutes, what do judgments mean? See, we're going to break all of that down to you. Maybe not in this segment, because we're trying to get to something right now, but we're going to break all this down to you to show you how big law is. And even in showing you all of this, you still will not be able to see and to what visualize just how large Torah is. Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of Yahweh is perfect. You can't destroy nothing that's perfect anyway. Converting the soul, the testimony of Yahweh is sure. Making wise the simple, the statutes, which are still on the law, of Yahweh are right. Rejoice in the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. Still talking about law now. This thing that he said he didn't come to destroy, you can't destroy it anyway. Why do you even go there? The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments still on the law of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether, more to be desired a day than what? Gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also, hallelujah, than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. Hallelujah. Warned now. Hallelujah. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. Why would you even think about making a statement, think that you've come to destroy the law, or that you didn't, that you've come to destroy the law of the prophets? You didn't come to destroy it, but to fulfill it. Okay. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression, which means what? The great breaking of the law. You don't have to run over that. No, John, tell me, sin is a transgression. The law is all written over here in our book already. Let the words, look at this, let the words of my mouth, the things I say, and the meditation of my heart, the things I think about, the things I think on, be acceptable, gain your approval, Yah. Hallelujah. In thy sight. Huh. Be acceptable in thy sight. The way you see it, Yah, the way you reason it. You are the judge. You're the righteous judge. You make the determination of what's right and what's wrong. Oh, Yahweh, my strength, meaning my what, power, my everything, my force, my protector, my shield, my buckler, my everything, and my redeemer, the one who buys me back and don't pay no money for me. The redeemed of Yah. Redeemed means to buy back. But Yah say that we shall be ransomed. Look at this now. Because why? The wicked have kidnapped us. They have kidnapped us. And what do kidnappers usually ask for? A ransom. He said we shall not be ransomed nor redeemed with money. He ain't giving y'all nothing. He ain't paying you one red cent of your wicked monetary system. Not one dime for one Israelite. Look at that. Hallelujah. Now, still dealing with the first part of this, Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. He said, think not they've come to destroy the law or the prophets. Hallelujah. The prophets. How can you destroy the prophets? The prophets have already lived. They have already foretold, have already foreseen the future. They've even foreseen themselves being resurrected from the dead. And yes, they're getting up again, my beloved brothers and sisters, despite the fact that a lot of you all don't believe in this. But Yah makes it very, very clear. He makes it very clear that I am Yahweh, I wound, I heal, I kill. Hallelujah. I wound, I heal, I kill, I make alive. Hallelujah. And we go over to the book of what? Second Samuel, where he tells us, hallelujah, that Yah putteth them down and he raises them up, referring to what? The grave, Sheol, the hole, the pit, hell. Thou shalt not leave my soul in hell. So you got to, man, y'all don't know how big the Creator is. You talk this talk, but you got to really be into what you're saying. You got to absorb this. You've got to know. You've got to feel this. Otherwise, you're just speaking empty words that have absolutely no meaning, that have no substance to them. No, feel it for real. Feel what you're saying. Let the power of Yah flow through you so that you can get what? You can not only what? Reason it, understand it, understand it, overstand it, but you feel what you're saying. And you know that there's no measuring stick and no measuring rod for the Most High Yah. Yah is so big, big don't even describe him. Yah is so eternal, that don't even describe him. Yah is so everlasting, everlasting, that doesn't even describe him. The scriptures say to magnify Yah. You got to blow him up real, real big. And that's not even powerful enough terminology to describe the magnitude of his mighty power. Yah is mighty, mighty, all might. All power is in the hands of the Most High Yah, and he shares his glory, his might, his power with no one, no one. So King Ongo Punkat, peace will come on the scene, tell my son, come to, he did not come to do this and do that. Let me show you some lies he told about that. He said, first of all, he said he didn't come to do it, right? In the same book, he contradicts himself. And we can go all over this book and find contradiction upon contradiction, lie upon lie, lie upon lie. Now, he telling you with his own mouth now that he didn't come to do this, right? Go back over to Matthew chapter 5. Let's look at some stuff. The law of Yahweh endures forever. Can't nobody destroy it anyway. And you can't destroy the prophets. You cannot destroy them. You can't destroy their prophecies. You cannot destroy the words. You cannot destroy their visions. You can't destroy nothing. But I tell you what, you are going to be destroyed, peace souls. Oh, yeah. Y'all getting the hell up out of here with all these lies and this mess y'all have created. Trickstianity. That's right, trickstianity. Let's just look at a few of the lies he told. Now, he told you up there in chapter 7, verse 17, Matthew chapter 5, verse 17, that he didn't come to destroy the law of the prophets. Skip down to verse 21. Look at this now. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of judgment. But, wait a minute. You said you didn't come to destroy it. You're trying to destroy it right here by using the word but. You are using the word but. But means that you are attempting to change something or to do away with something or to destroy something. But I say unto you, but who the hell are you? What do you mean, but I say unto you? Who gives you the authority, Mr. Piso, to say, but I say unto you? If it's been once said, and this is in the commandment of Yah, that thou shalt not kill, which simply means thou shalt not murder. You know, that's the deliberate taking of life, premeditated. In many cases, premeditating over killing someone before you do it. Then sometimes it's not even premeditated. So the way they're doing it, they're just doing it for the hell of it. Out here shooting and killing people for the spoil. And the majority of people doing it are my people. Perpetrating this crime upon their own people. Oh, y'all going to pay for it. Oh, you are going to pay for it too. The wicked of my people. Yes, you will come under the fierce judgment of Yahweh. Yes, you will be judged. Look at this. But I say unto you, that whosoever is in anger with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Danger of what judgment? See, you've gotten away from the point. The mere fact that you put a but right there shows that you are attempting to change or to destroy something. So you are a liar, J-E-S-U-S. You are lying out of both sides of your mouth. Hallelujah. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, what does that mean? Shall be in danger of the council. Of the council now. What council? The council of the peace holes? But whosoever shall say thou fool shall be in danger of hellfire. What does this have to do with killing? He say, but I say unto you, but he gets away from the point. The subject is thou shalt not kill. What does all this other stuff have to do with this? The mere fact that you put a butt there, showing that you are trying or attempting to do away with something or to destroy something, but you said you didn't come to do it. Oh, we got more for you now. Oh, yeah, we're going all over this book right here, and we're going to show you the multiple lies and the multiple inconsistencies of a word of someone that you all have been caused to bow down and to worship, and you say, Christ, Jesus Christ is my Savior. Really? Savior now. How in the hell can somebody be your Savior and they can't even save themselves? Which we can't do that anyway. Salvation is of Yahweh and Yahweh only, my beloved brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. What do you mean by Raka? What does that word mean? Well, I think one, and I'm going to do this quickly because we're running out of time. A good reference is to go into, I have a very old Unger's Bible dictionary here that clarifies a lot of this stuff. In fact, it's better than the strong and exhaustive concordance in a lot of ways. But look at this. Raka, first of all, has a Greek origin. It's not even Hebrew. See, from Amram, it means Reka, R-E-Q-A, empty, worthless, good for nothing. What does that have to do with thou shalt not kill? A very common term of opprobrium in the time of Christ, look at that, and it gives a reference to Matthew 5:22, denoting a certain looseness of life and manners. What does that got to do with this? It differs from fool, which follows in that the latter conveys the idea of impious godless, because such a one neglects and despises what relates to salvation. Thus, there would be a greater criminality in calling a man a fool, since foolishness in Scripture is the opposite of spiritual wisdom, has not a damn thing to do with thou shalt not kill. But this is what R-A-C-A, Raka, mean, because it is a Greek word and it has Greek roots. So again, what is the relevancy of even bringing this into the mix? You said that it's once been said that thou shalt not kill. Then you bring Raka into it. And whosoever shall say thy fool shall be in danger of hellfire. Calling somebody a fool, what does that have to do with thou shalt not kill? day, Yeshua. See how, see when you look into this peace old book, you can see more and more of how it doesn't make sense at all. None of this stuff over here makes even sense to the ones who wrote it. They just put a compilation full of junk, mess, junk. Y'all tricksters, especially y'all of my people, y'all black folks, stuck up in these temples of Baal, quoting this mess over here. No, you don't live by any of it anyway. Hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's about time for me to be getting up out of here. But I'm going to be dealing, hallelujah, that is our episode here in the Knowledge Suite tonight. But we're going to deal with this more. We're going to take this thing, we're going to knock the ball out of the park on this one. Oh, yeah. We're going to take this JC totally apart and going to show you the many contradictions and how this wicked thing doesn't even measure up to its own words. No, this is not the Son of Yah. We are. Hallelujah. My beloved brothers and sisters, it's been a pleasure tonight, and we're going to go even further with this, and we're going to bring this stuff out, and we're going to get very deep with it. And I encourage you and yours to join us again another episode of the Knowledge Suite this W Day. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Yahweh, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment.